Blog Talk Radio.
With Pretty Is. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to the premiere episode of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted a direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages so you can tune in at any time. We will have every episode available on demand and for download on iTunes, YouTube, and many other popular sites, all for free. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. A little about me. I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour, with more than 40,000 people attending my events and performances. I love mentoring, coaching, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guests include popular and model Larson Thompson, who's recently been featured on the cover of Neo 2 Fashion Magazine out of Madrid, America's Got Talent, and Silento's Let Me Whip music video, and star of VH1's highly rated and fan favorite show, Hit the Floor, Catherine, aka Kat Bayless. If you Google my name, SadeChampagne, all of my social media links and website will come up. Or just look me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and I'll pop up. So let's get right into our first segment of the night. What's going on? This is where my castmates and I discuss hot topics. Tonight on the panel, we have multi-threat artist, host, producer, model, and designer Christina Renee, who actually leads this segment, and pastor, author, speaker Rick Wood from Living with Fearless Joy. He leads that segment with his wife Melissa, and she'll be on our program a little later tonight. Christina and Rick, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. How are you, Shade?
Excellent.
I'm doing fantastic. Awesome. So, Christina, what's the first topic you have for us tonight for What's Going On?
The first topic we're going to discuss tonight is Zika, which is having to do with our health. I'm going to do a partial health segment for the first show.
Okay.
Okay, so, hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing well, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that you're joining me here because you definitely have some knowledge to share and some wisdom to put out there for everyone that's listening. So I enjoy you being a part of this too.
Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Well, as you know, there's a new outbreak, a mosquito virus outbreak. You know, there's something going on every year, and this happens to be called Zika. It actually has been out since around the 1950s, but for some reason it's made a come up, and it's done basically terrorized about 25 countries, mostly in Central America, South America, India, and also parts of the Pacific Islands, and as well as Africa. And it is a very, very bad thing for especially pregnant women to catch because it does cause neurological disorders. And also there's no way to prevent it or treat it. So you just kind of have to follow through with a normal, any kind of virus that you get. You kind of just have to follow through with it. It really sucks because we're so close to Central America. As you know, all of us, Rick, Sade, and myself, we're located in California, which is very close to Mexico and Central America. And it can be devastating. You know, it's already devastating there, but it can be devastating if it gets into the United States as well. Rick, have you heard about this virus that's been going around, Zika?
You know, I have not heard about that. And I'm a very newsworthy person, but just doing a little looking while you were talking, I didn't realize that, just here in 2016, they've issued a travel ban or precautions for pregnant women especially.
Wow.
In those areas.
Yes. I believe that Brazil, anyone that's traveling to Brazil to be extremely cautious just because there's been short of 4,000 cases that have been there and already 46 infant deaths because of the virus. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad that you're back.
Yeah, you were.
You're okay.
And I got eaten by mosquitoes, too, while I was there.
Well, I'm glad you're not pregnant, Rick.
I know.
I'm glad you're not pregnant. That would be crazy. Yes, it is. Well, the symptoms of someone that catches Zika is usually the virus is very mild. It's similar to the dengue virus. But it includes like fever, headache, and rash. And they say about 80% of infected people don't even have symptoms. So you could have gotten it but not known it. But the scary thing is if you do catch it and then you get bit by another mosquito, that mosquito is going to take your blood. And now the mosquito has the Zika virus. And now the mosquito is going to go give it to someone else when they, you know, go handle their business on someone else's skin. So that's just a little bit scary to think that. So even the people that do have it, if they're quarantined, if another mosquito so happens to get in there and, you know, bite that infected person, it's going to continue to spread. And right now the FDA was trying to figure out, you know, how long would it take to, you know, make a vaccine to prevent Zika or to actually treat it for the pregnant women. And it takes a lot of time. But they're suggesting that the time that it's going to come up to actually make a vaccine for this won't be enough time, you know, if this so happens to travel to the United States. So I do know right now travel. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christine. I cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just going to mention I'm glad that you came back from Brazil because right now a lot of airlines are refunding tickets because of this. So if you're traveling to Central America or, you know, South America, do be aware of, you know, the Zika virus that's going on, and they are refunding tickets.
I have to be
honest. Yes, Rick,
you
mentioned the Olympics.
I have to be honest with you guys. I feel like they honestly will tell everyone to be terrified about every kind of disease there is, and to the point where people are. I literally have seen people walking around with, like, masks on, and I'm not saying that some people are not, you know, chronically sick or chronically ill that they need to have them on, but they have people paranoid, and it's just like, are you kidding me? You can't walk around like that all the time. It makes people scared, and it's just, you know, I'm not saying you don't have to protect yourself, but I'd rather quality of life.
Yeah,
yes, I do agree.
Yeah, you're always going to have that. You know, remember a few years ago when, not even a few years ago, a year ago, when the Ebola stuff was going on and you'd go into the CVS pharmacy and the shelves were bare, you know, like you're going to, like, see the word Ebola on TV and catch it. But I would, it's nothing wrong with being cautious if you're planning on going to Brazil, especially like you said, if you're pregnant or whatever. I was just in Brazil, and they are getting ready for the Olympics, and it'll be interesting to see if they are ready and what they're trying to, you know, wipe out mosquitoes and all that kind of trying to get ready. I wonder if this is probably also part of their preparation.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even think about the Olympics, Rick. I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because now you have me really curious about, you know, what they're going to do as far as trying to evade the virus that's going on, because you can't catch all the mosquitoes. You can see the infected people, but you can't catch all the mosquitoes that are out there. I wish someone would catch the mosquitoes, because I'm allergic to those things.
Everybody hates mosquitoes.
Because you know it's you or them. Seriously. It really is. It's you or them. Because somebody's going to get bit or smashed.
That's right.
That's funny. So what about our second topic, Christina? What's that? What's going on?
You know, I always have to pick a fun topic for the second topic. So this is another gossip topic, and it's actually about Black China and Rob Kardashian.
Okay.
Okay, so just recently, supposedly, Black China and Rob Kardashian have been seen and spotted together, and they've been posting each other's pictures on their Instagram saying that it's the beginning. Rob Kardashian putting up a picture of Black China's face and putting a key beside it. And then he also posted a meme that Rob did that said Black China probably is out shopping right now as she's planning to give birth to the next generation of the Kardashians. So, well, as you all know, Black China is a somewhat enemy of Kylie, because Kylie is dating Black China's baby daddy. So it's kind of interesting how they're all, like, intertwining together now. And we're like, is this, like, some kind of media thing, or are they doing it because, you know, Rob and his sisters tend to not get along a lot? You know, is this pre-planned, or are they actually dating? So this has been quite the gossip as of today and last night, just because of the pictures that they were posting of each other and everything that's going on. So,
yeah,
Rick,
yeah.
Do you have anything to say about this gossip this time?
I think it's hilarious. I feel, you know, the first thing it reminds me of like the Hatfield and the McCoys, you know, back in the day, these feuding families, you know, shooting each other over perceived slights. And it's like today they do the same thing, but they use gossip and Twitter to shoot people. And, you know, it's really kind of funny to me that people get worked up about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many people following the Kardashians because they have a show. And,
yeah.
It's a lot of them, too, so it definitely is a lot of gossip to keep up with. But just the simple fact that Blac Chyna is now going after her baby daddy's girlfriend's brother sounds interesting. And it's funny because Blac Chyna actually used to live beside Kris Jenner and used to live beside the family, but supposedly they never interacted. The families never interacted, and she has since moved from there. But it's just kind of funny that out of nowhere, and what I mean out of nowhere, there's a lot of paparazzi here in L.A. and surrounding counties. Out of nowhere, just supposedly yesterday and today, they've been seen spotted together at the gym together, and now they're all about each other. So this is kind of interesting.
Why are Blac Chyna and the other girl, what's her name, Chloe, why are they at each other? Why don't they like each
feuding,
other?
They're feuding because Kylie is dating her baby daddy, and she wasn't done with Kylie.
Before that, they had bad blood, right? They had that bad blood before that, too, or that's just because of that?
I believe it was just because of Tyga, because in the beginning of Kylie and Tyga's relationship, Kylie was actually underage. And because she was underage, a lot of people had jokes to Tyga because he was 26 years old and dating a girl that was 17. And then, as you know, Amber Rose is the best friend of Blac Chyna, and Amber Rose tweeted, "Kylie, isn't it your bedtime?" when she posted a picture of her and Tyga. So that's how like the beef kind of got started, because Amber Rose was just kind of like, I guess, fed up, and she was saying that basically every Kardashian has like a army man standing behind them shooting men down one by one. So She was really agitated for her best friend. But that's actually how it started. There was no beef or actually no, you know, altercations before Tyga decided to date Kylie. But as soon as that happened, it definitely created a warfare between them. As of now, there hasn't been any interaction between Blac Chyna and Kylie. I guess they had, you know, their war zone and since then stepped out of it. But definitely, I'm pretty sure they're going to have a lot to say about this newly, quote, friendship, because we all know that if you post a guy or a girl on a picture with you on your Instagram and they're always on your Instagram and they're the only other sex on your Instagram, then more than likely you might be dating.
So that's how it works.
I guess. But I don't know, because I feel like nowadays you can just hug someone and I could have met them for the first time and all of a sudden people are like, you guys are dating. But I've been told recently, because obviously I'm not really into the gossip thing or what everybody's doing, but I've been told that people literally will get with their publicist, like say a girl and a guy will get with their publicist and say, we need to advance our careers or accelerate our careers in this particular way. And so they'll get together and they'll stage these relationships. They'll, you know, like all these big, just like with the beefs that we, so-called beefs we see, a lot of it I feel like are probably media stunts or people just trying to get back at someone, you know, either way. And so, but obviously it really entertains everyone because they will just talk about it till nonstop, but who really knows the story besides the people in it, you know, and their close family and friends.
It's true. And, you know, we can't always trust resources like TMZ and BuzzFeed, but TMZ did suggest that it was actually Rob who made the first move by private messaging Chyna 2 weeks ago, and that he genuinely likes Chyna and he's not trying to hook up to, you know, upset his family, because, you know, Rob had gained 100 pounds during a depression he was going through. And he really wasn't dating too many people. And then out of nowhere, he wakes up and he's like, oh, I think I want to date Black China. Let me private message. So we're still on the rocks about, is this really something realistic, or, you know, is this sort of like a funny thing of Rob and Black China trying to take jabs at, you know, the Kardashians?
You know me, I feel like everything is a conspiracy. Publicists, like you said, let's see, how can we make the most news? Or, you know, we haven't been in the news cycle in a while, and we, you know, make sure we get back in the, you know, and how much of it plays into people's frailty and low self-esteem. And, you know, this is the only way they feel like they are important, by getting in these same magazines and same gossip columns and same stuff all the time. So I'm a little bit jaded.
Well, I'm excited for us to have more What's Going On, you know, segments here throughout the Sade Champagne Show. Everyone listening in, we want to hear your opinions on these topics. Tweet, Facebook, or Instagram any of the castmates using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or What's Going On. We are live posting and tweeting with you all show long. So thank you, Christina, Renee, and Rick. We'll hear from you a little later in the evening with Melissa for your Living with Fearless Joy segment.
Yes. Thank you, Sade. Thank you, Rick.
All right, Christina, good to see you or hear you.
Good to hear you too, Rick. Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, everyone, so let's get right into our next segment. This is Tan Candy Style with Tanya Chisholm. She is a stylist and vintage clothing curator for the Tan Candy Vintage Boutique and will be teaching you how to identify and develop your personal style. Hashtag Tan Candy Style to ask her questions and join in the conversation. Hello, Sade Champagne, first show. Congratulations. I'm so excited to be here. Hi, guys out there. Welcome to Tan Candy Style 101, where I'm going to be teaching you guys just a few simple steps on how to identify and develop your own personal sense of style. So to begin with, let's just talk about style a little bit, personal style. You know, nothing really says more about you to the outside world than how you present yourself, right? So don't get me wrong. Of course, who you are inside trumps all the aesthetic stuff, but I'm really talking about first impressions, okay? So whether you like it or not, your appearance is the first thing people see and really the only thing that they can judge you on before getting to know you. So not only that, but it really affects the way you look and the way you feel on the inside. So, like, actually, before I got on this radio show where no one can see me because I'm in my room, I put on makeup and put on a cute outfit because it makes me feel ready to tackle the day. It makes me feel confident. So that's why, to me, personal style is important. So what I'm saying, gals, is that in this year, 2016, let's stop making excuses and stop being lazy and start getting clear on, like, what makes you look and feel great. And that is what I'm here to do. So let's, on this segment, just start with step one. Perfect place to start. Step one is my favorite step. Make a Pinterest board. So if you are not on Pinterest, I'm sorry, but you're going to get addicted to it. If you're not on Pinterest, get on Pinterest. It's really an indescribable tool when it comes to identifying, like, your personal aesthetic. I use it for decorating my house and my wardrobe, all that kind of stuff. It's a great resource because you can really see all the pictures as a whole. So go on to there and create a style board for yourself. And once you create that style board, just start looking up things. Look up, you know, keyword style icon. If you have someone that, you know, a celebrity that you really like their style, look them up and see what pictures you find with them in their outfits. The ones that you like, pin them. And once you've done a good amount of pinning, you'll be able to see commonalities in each of the pictures. So write down in a few words what the pictures on your style board have in common. So, like, mine, if you go to my Pinterest page, which is Pinterest / Tan Candy Style, or you guys can just go to my website, which is tancandy.com.
click on the blog section up top, and I have a whole blog post with all of this information that I'm seeing. So you can go there, and I screenshotted my my Pinterest page. And if you go there, you can see, like, everything I have is high-waisted skirts, and they're flowy and colorful. And so the words that I wrote down were breezy, feminine, high-waisted styles. So these keywords are going to help you just not only describe your personal style for yourself, but then they'll be a guide as you choose pieces to add to your wardrobe or subtract from your wardrobe. So it's really, really helpful. So once you're done with that, the second step is to identify your style type. So this is, style type is by no means like a hard and fast type of thing. Most people are a combination of one, two, or three different style types. But it's really helpful just to identify what the types are so that you know kind of where you are in that boat. And I got this style type from a blog that I really love called Visual Therapy. And they say everyone belongs to a combination of five basic style types. Those style types are classic, chic, whimsical, bohemian, and avant-garde. And lots of people call these different things. Like some people call classic, like minimalist. So whatever the verbiage is, these five are your basic types of styles. And so knowing which one you fall into will really give you clarity and direction when you're making your style choices. So just briefly, this is all on my blog, but I just want to briefly just kind of go over each of the five different style types. And if you go to tancandy.com, and go to the blog section. There are pictures and also suggestions on pieces that you can also pick up from my shop. But it's, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So starting with the classic girl is safe, clean, and traditional. So basically, if you're a classic girl, you know what works for you. You try and stick with it. You tend to value, like, longevity and the quality of your pieces over trends. And you've kind of established, you know, somewhat of a fashion uniform, a look that you trust, that's timeless, that's flattering, and you're good to go. In the classic styles wardrobe, you'll find mostly, like, neutral colors with an occasional pop of color. And some of the style icons that you might want to look up if you feel like this is you is Katherine Hepburn, Grace Kelly, and Kate Middleton. The second style type is the chic gal. And the chic gal is known for wearing, you know, monochromatic ensembles and pieces with very clean, sleek lines. She exudes power, you know, think shoulders, think blazers. And often her styles are in black, white, and neutrals. And, you know, occasionally saving color for a statement, like a pocketbook or like a bright lip. In this chic style type wardrobe, you're going to find modern shapes and of-the-moment accessories. Little black dresses are always a staple for the chic gal, and the celebrities that kind of have this type of style would be Angelina Jolie, Jackie Kennedy, and Victoria Beckham. So the whimsical gal, this one is I'm half whimsical. So whimsical types are obsessed with color. Patterns, we like to mix and match, kind of no rules, and like really we're the kind of person who when you walk into a room we want you to notice us. So that was me. We're not afraid to stand out, right? So mixing paisleys and polka dots or hot pinks and greens, whatever it may be, that is whimsical. It's a fanciful sense of style. And ultimately being whimsical means, you know, just having fun with fashion and not being afraid to take risks, which I feel like I am. The next style type is the bohemian gal, which I was also some bohemian. And this is kind of self-explanatory. This style type is casual and carefree and, you know, accordion pleats, very romantic, right? You can also throw in animal prints there. Most of the time you're going to be wearing a flowing sundress. So if you guys know, anyone who knows me knows that that's like totally my style. So the bohemian ladies favor long sweeping silhouettes and silk maxi dresses and oversized blouses and all of that, floppy hats, furs. God, I love a fur. And some of the designers you might want to check out for this style are Gucci, Isabel Marant. And the models, Kate Moss, Erin Wasson, and Ali McGraw. Lastly, and this is kind of like probably one of the more bold and crazy style types, is the avant-garde gal. And she's very adventurous. The avant-garde woman kind of sees fashion as wearable art rather than clothing. She adores playing with shapes and proportions, and she, although she favors black, she's not one to shy away from white or bright colors. So this is definitely like a Lady Gaga, a Solange Knowles, people who really aren't afraid to play with fashion. And I really want to move myself more to that style because I love the question, who do I want to be today? And to answer that with my wardrobe. So the gals you might want to check out for the avant-garde styles is to see if that's something that you vibe with are Kate Blanchett, Tilda Swinton, and Bjork. So that's it. Those are the five different style types, and I just went over them briefly. Again, if you want to go over it in more detail, you can go to my website, tancandy.com, and click on the blog section. You can leave a comment at the end of this blog post if you guys have a question, styling questions. I will totally get back to you. And then if you want to take this style quiz I got from – it was really fun to find out where you fall. They give you percentages on each of the different style types. It's at virtualtherapy.com, and I also linked to that in my blog post. So just go to tancandy.com, and you'll get all the information. So those are the first two steps. So the next time I'm on the show and you guys are listening in, I want you to have made your Pinterest board and written down your keywords of what your style exudes and what your style type is. So with those three pieces of information, we're going to be able to dive into the rest of the steps, clean out your closet, get you going to a chic and fashionable 2016. All right. It was so fun being here. I can't wait to talk to you guys next time on Tan Candy Style 101. Bye.
Thank you so much, Tanya. We look forward to hearing from you the rest. Next up, we have Sam Hunt, Song Speakers, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
I softly kiss your neck and slowly whisper, you breathe in cause it feels cold where my lips were. Teacher for a pillow, music of a real low, creeping through the window. I can feel the bass line and the bed line and your heart on mine trying to jump up out of your chest. Baby, you're not on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So right, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Moonlight chasing those treetops across your face. Flashing pictures of you and burning them in my head. And I'm on fire, girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark, wrapped up in the stars. So high, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, nobody for miles. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Something's on your mind, ain't it? Go on and tell me, baby, don't act like you can't say it. I know your body language, you ain't gotta translate it. So let it talk to me till I can't take it. Your lips, your hair, your smile, your touch, your kiss, your stare, your vibes, too much. It lights me up. You got me set. I'm way too gone. So baby, let your eyes close. Say my name and watch me going up in flames. Girl, I'm on fire. Girl, you're on fire. Out in the dark where the wild things are. So high, girl, I'm so high. You and me, wild and free. Way out in the woods, parked under the pine. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on. Love in the back of the truck with the tailgate down, just us and the speakers on.
Of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her, contact Nicolette of Nicolette Bonchel Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Bonchel Artistry at 805-415-4033.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show premiere on Grindhard Radio. Our first celebrity interview of the night is with one of my friends, Larson Thompson. She is a popular and professional teenage dancer, model, and actress. She has performed on The Voice, X Factor, Kids Teen Choice Awards with Christina Aguilera and Pitbull, Shake It Up on Disney, and Nickelodeon's Fresh Beat Band. Most recently, she was featured on America's Got Talent and Silento's Watch Me Whip music video. She's been in commercials for Nintendo, McDonald's, Paramount, Nissan, and Walmart. She signed with Next Models and has worked on national print campaigns for Target, Coca-Cola, and many others. She was just featured on the cover of Neo 2 Fashion Magazine out of Madrid. She has hundreds and thousands of fans on social media from all around the world. Hey, Larson, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I want to thank you so much for calling into the Sade Champagne Show and celebrating with us for the premiere episode.
For sure. I am so excited to be here today.
I can't get over how much you've been able to accomplish, and you're not even 16 yet.
Thank you.
So, when did you first get into dancing?
I got into dancing when I was 4 years old. My mom just decided to put me in dance classes, and at first I wasn't really taking dancing or my classes very seriously, but at the age of 8, I was watching this girl on YouTube, and I loved how she was really focusing and, like, taking dancing very seriously. So I was like, I want to do that. I want to become a really good dancer. So I started really focusing my classes and taking it super seriously. And it's something I love to do, and it's something I've been able to accomplish, and I'm super blessed to have that opportunity. I love all types of style of dance, whether it's hip-hop, jazz, contemporary, lyrical, tap, ballet, everything. I love the art form of dance.
Wow. And so through your dance classes, is that how you got into the entertainment industry?
Yes. My mom was like, let's sign with an agency. So I'm signed with Clear Talent Group. It's an amazing agency. And that's basically how I started. And I went to auditions. And from there, it's just been a really good ride.
So what are you most proud of?
I'm super proud of how far I've come for just being 15 years old, and I'm super blessed to be able to do that. And it's super cool to be able to inspire people. I mean, having a lot of followers on Instagram is super cool, and I take it as that I have people, whether they're kids, adults, teenagers, looking up to me, and I'm just so proud that I'm able to do that and just be who I am on social media and not really care what people think, because at the end of the day, only my God's opinion matters of me.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you, you know, being a teenager and obviously being in the industry, how do you handle negativity and stress?
Well, I'm actually still in hyper, like, I'm always like, mm-hmm. oh, God, I have so much to do. Like, balancing school mm-hmm. and dance and acting and modeling together is super hard, but I'm really good with keeping up with my work and paying attention in class and getting my work when I'm gone, which is really good. And being in this industry, I think, is really, like, motivated me to not really care what people think of me. I mean, I just want to be who I am at the end of the day. And one of the things that I always say and promote on my Instagram and stuff like that is just to be yourself. And mm-hmm. I'm created who I am for a reason. And I just want to cherish who I am and just have inspire children and everyone just to do what they mm-hmm. love.
Yeah, you're very charitable, too. You know, that's how we met originally, is through one of my huge charity events I do every year, the Rising Star Dance Competition, and it helps to benefit a children's orphanage in Zambia. And I know you or your mom won't say this, but I want to tell the audience, not only did you, you know, volunteer your time and your gift, you know, to be a celebrity judge for the event, but you and your mom also made a donation to the charity. And so we want to thank you so much for supporting the Destined to Live the Good Life Children's Orphanage in Zambia.
For sure. It was such an amazing experience doing that. I loved it.
Thank you. And so you answered a little bit of my next question, but I want to go into more detail about this. How do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down? You know, because you're talking about being a dancer, an actress, and a model. You know, those can be very challenging industries. And so how do you keep your confidence?
It's really hard in this industry because it's super competitive in the dance world or modeling and acting world. So
mm-hmm.
I kind of just, oh, God, this is a deep question.
You can take your time to answer.
Yes, I just keep my confidence by staying strong and really, like, well, the support of my family and my brothers and my aunt and my uncle and my cousins really just motivates me. And I feel like, I mean, my dad and my mom are basically like taxi drivers, and I thank them every day because they're driving me down to Hollywood every day, like 3 times out of the week. So I, at the end of the day, I just want to make them happy and accomplish a lot. And this industry it's basically, it breaks people down, and I just stay on my feet, and I continue to stay humble, because if I would ever go cocky or anything like that, I'd be kicked out of what I do by my parents. So mm-hmm. I just continue mm-hmm. to ignore people who are rude and mean, and just surround myself with very positive and genuine people.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about an experience where someone tried to break down your confidence and how you handled it? And if you did handle it, you know, in the best way, I would like you to share that with our audience. And if you didn't, you know, I would want you to share with them how they can handle it if someone was either bullying them or, you know, or trying to, you know, break down their confidence.
Yes. Well, in 2012, I auditioned to be an elite protege for the Pulse on Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, actually 2013. And
mm-hmm.
This girl that I actually was friends with, and we loved dancing together, and we were actually really good friends. We went into the auditions, and she just told me, she's like, "You're not going to make elite protege." And that's, like, what we're all auditioning for. And I just said, "Oh, okay." And I just said, "Well, it's at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know who's going to make it, and I'll be so happy for whoever does. And whatever happens is meant to be." So I kind of just was like, "Oh, well," like, that was kind of rude. But, I mean, I'm just going to stay confident and just do the best that I can. So during the audition, we were freestyling next to each other, and she kind of pushed me and, like, knocked me out of the way, and she went front and center. So I was mm-hmm. like, "Okay, girl," like, that, mm-hmm. like, that really, like, pushed my buttons. But I was like, "Who cares? Like, it doesn't really matter to me." So I went all the way to the back center, and I mm-hmm. just started, like, going hardcore contemporary. And everyone was, like, doing, like, such hard hip hop, and I was just like, I want to be different. And finally, when the award ceremony came for Elite Protégé, they called my name, and I was literally just started crying and like, oh my gosh, like this is such an amazing opportunity. And that night she came up to me and she was like, wow, you proved me wrong. And she was like, I'm really sorry. And I was like, it's okay. Like, it's super competitive, and I know that people are going to say things like that. And I just said, I'm super proud of you too. You did an amazing job. And I just kept everything positive.
Wow. So that's what you would encourage people to do, is to not focus in on the negative and to do your very best. And, you know, and even, you know, still be encouraging and positive towards the person. Like, don't allow yourself to resort to their behavior.
Exactly, yes. Just stay positive with everything, and yes.
Awesome. So tell us about your current projects. What are you currently working on? Obviously, I follow you on Instagram, and I love seeing your video clips, because one of the things I adore the most about you is you don't fit, you know, whatever people are thinking you're going to look like, because, you know, you look very prim and proper, like a ballerina, which I'm sure you can do that as well, but then you bust out, and you can just do anything. And so I'd like for you to share with our listeners what you're currently working on. What are your different projects right now?
Currently, I just did a new video. Me and my friend Taylor Atala, we're known as the Fraternal Twins, and we're super blessed to have the opportunity to be going viral a lot on YouTube, which is so awesome, and it really blows my mind every day I think of it. But we just did our recent video with Sweetie High. We collaborated with them. They're a network that works with Disney, and we worked with Veronica Zelli, and she's the owner of Sweetie High. And we put out our new video, and we did it on their dance hall platform, which was super cool. And the concept is basically, like, me and Taylor are running away, and then Taylor's little sister, Reese, comes over, and she's like, no, don't run away. So we're like, okay, well, let's go back. So I'm super excited to see what this next video, how it's going to do, and how people are going to think, or, like, because it's going to leave them like, whoa, like, I did not expect that. So I'm super excited for this new video. And then also, I work with a company called Popular TV, and they just collaborated with WeHeartIt. It's a really big social media app, and I just got verified on it today, which I was super happy about. So it's really cool to, like, I was like, oh gosh, this is so cool. So I'm super excited for that collaboration. And moving on to the last thing coming up in 2016, I'm going to be moving into television, and I'm super excited about that. Yeah, it's going to be super fun, and I can't wait to see what's ahead of me. And it's super cool. I love the concept. It's a TV show. I can't really say a lot of stuff, but the concept is amazing, and it portrays me in a really good way, which I'm really happy about. And I can't wait for you all to see. Just stay tuned on my Instagram and Twitter and social media, stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, Larson, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. As we wrap up your interview, please share with everyone where they can follow you and stay updated with your career.
Yes, you guys can all follow me on my Instagram, Twitter, Musical.ly, at Larson Thompson, and Tumblr, and WeHeartIt, and everything like that. And then my Snapchat is LPOP1212.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Larson, again, for calling in. I appreciate your support, and you know that I'm cheering you and your family on all the way. You're such a wonderful role model to not only young girls and young women, but to all kids and teens, and I look forward to seeing what's next from you. I know it's big things.
Aw, thank you so much. I had such a wonderful time speaking with you, and I hope I inspired all you listeners. I love you all so much, and thank you so much for having me.
Have a good night, Larson. We'll chat soon.
Awesome. Good night.
All right. The next song up is Hall of Fame by The Scripts and Will I Am. And stay tuned into the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Our second celebrity interview of the night is with one of my friends, Catherine, a.k.a. Kat Bayless. She is a professional actress, singer, and dancer most known for starring on the popular VH1 show Hit the Floor. She has recurred on a number of TV shows, including Gilmore Girls, One Tree Hill, and NCIS. She's been on the big screen, and she was a leading actress opposite Kelly Clarkson in From Justin to Kelly and Bring It On Again. In addition to her hit VH1 TV show, she is currently creating original country music, working with top writers, producers, and choreographers, and will be announcing her tour dates and song releases in the near future. Hey, Kat, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I want to thank you so much for being here tonight on the premiere episode of my radio show, The Sade Champagne Show.
Well, it's an honor. I'm so proud of you. This is so fun. How's it going?
Thank you. It's going well. It's been, you know, interesting trying to learn all the dynamics and the behind-the-scenes stuff, but I've been dreaming about this for over 5 years, and I'm thankful to be able to have this platform to continue to spread inspiration and encouragement to others.
Oh, love it. I love it.
Is it just audio
or do y'all have are y'all filming in the studio as well?
Oh, this is only audio, so it's easy to be able to
set it up
anywhere.
Oh, cool. So, okay, perfect.
Yeah, so tell me about when you were first interested in performing art.
Oh god, I guess I was 4. I started dancing at 4 and then I got into gymnastics but my passion was always dance. And then I broke my arm when I was a gymnast, and that's when I put all of my time and training towards ballet and jazz and all of that. But I'll never forget, I think it was, might have been like in fifth grade, and I'm from Vicksburg, Mississippi, so they hold the Miss Mississippi patch, and I mm-hmm. saw these junior dancers up on stage and on Saturday night live on television, and I just mm-hmm. told my mom, I was like, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. And that's why I auditioned the next year. And the mm-hmm. reason, only, I swear to God, the only reason I got it was because I could tumble. I mean, I was a good dancer. I was not a good dancer. I mean, I got better because I started mm-hmm. really, really hardcore training. But mm-hmm. but as a dancer, if you can tumble, that's a big plus.
mm-hmm. yeah. So how did a beautiful Southern belle like yourself from Mississippi find yourself in Hollywood?
Well, Hollywood was second. New York City was mm-hmm. first.
So oh, okay. I got a scholarship. So...
Yeah, yeah. I went to Marymount Manhattan College. I had a scholarship for dance, musical theater, and academics. And I fell into acting while I was in New York. And then I went to William mm-hmm. S. for acting school. So that's how I got into the acting world. And I knew, mm-hmm. and I had an agent. I got an agent there. I got a manager. And I just knew that I had to be in Hollywood because that's where, you know, most of the TV and film and everything shot in Los Angeles, and most casting directors are out here as well. So it was always sending tapes and not mm-hmm. meeting people in person. And I just said, you know what? Mm-hmm. I got to do it. I finished school and I moved out and I had an agent. Mm-hmm. That was it. And my yep. very, very, very first audition, I booked it. So it was Bring It On
wow.
Again. And mm-hmm. yeah, that isn't really
I love you in that too.
People. Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because, like I said, I remember the From Justin to Kelly movie, which I watched on repeat. And then it was funny that I met you, like, later at the 2008 WeHo Awards. And I remember talking to you and just telling you how much I believed in you and that I saw that you were going to continue to do big things and to keep moving forward and that I was praying for you and cheering you on, you know, and we took a picture together. And then it was
yes.
amazing to see, you know, how far you've come since then.
Yeah, that is so crazy. Oh, my God, that's so long ago. But,
I know.
You know the greatest thing is you just never can give up. And, mm-hmm. You know, my life is, I mean, I've stuck to the arts and everything, but I've also gone back and forth from my acting to my music. And then mm-hmm. now it's mostly my acting and my dance, which is so mm-hmm. great because who gets to mm-hmm. use all of their talents in one TV show?
Right.
Have you
so
seen the episode?
Yes, it is really crazy.
I know.
Yeah, I'm really excited, you know, for where the season's going to be headed and just seeing, you know, how the social media following that you guys are gathering. They're listening in like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And watching everything.
Oh, yeah. We love our fans. Can't do it without them.
What are you most proud of in your career or in your life, just anything? What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? I think I'm most proud of, mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself for following my dream and never giving up. But I'm also proud of the fact that, and I can pat myself on the back for this, is staying really humble and close to my friends and family and never losing who I am and who I, where I came from. And I mean, I'm just mm-hmm. good old Mississippi girl that's mm-hmm. working, you know, and following. I mean, I just mm-hmm. never, it's just, you just mm-hmm. can't, if you really, really want something and you know you have support behind you, just don't give up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So before we get ready to talk about the new season of Hit the Floor and what's been happening, I want to ask you, because you already highlighted some of that in your previous answer, but I would like for you to tell me about a time when you wanted to quit and what made you keep going.
Oh, a time when I wanted to quit. What's popping into my head right now? Okay, a couple years back, and I know you know of pilot season, right? Like, we're in pilot season
mm-hmm.
now. So all the new shows,
yeah.
and they're trying to find new actors for these brand new shows,
mm-hmm.
and that's
mm-hmm.
how Hit the Floor started. But anyway, years ago, I tested probably like two or three times one pilot season, and the last one I just knew I was going to get it. I was so excited. I was like, this is it. I mean, I've mm-hmm. got this has got to happen, and it didn't. And I wanted to quit. I was like, I'm done. And I kind of I decided to put the acting aside for a second and just focus on my music, because it just got so frustrating, and there's just nothing you can do, and you know you're good, and you know you're not right for every part. And I mean, I know that by being on Hit the Floor, so that's probably one of the times when I just wanted to throw my hands up and say, nah. But I kept on, and voila.
And so with that being said, why is it important to practice patience and perseverance?
I think it's important because a lot of people have no patience. And if you don't have any patience in this business, you'll never be able to survive. Yes, things happen very quickly. Like everyone always said, oh, well, you booked your very first audition when you moved to L.A. And I said, yeah, but I was training for 4 years in New York City, busting my booty. And then so it just all the practice and the training was the reason why I was able to come here and book. And yes, it was luck, but it was also, you know, there was so much behind that, so much more weight.
Right. And so,
my mom and dad have always been really, really supportive. And my mom's one of those moms that pushes you.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when I'm down, she'll pull me back up. And my dad's always, the number one word he always uses is focus. And if you don't have a focus, you'll just, you don't know where it is or what you want to happen.
Yeah. That's so good. And you're right, because a lot of times we don't have patience. We don't want to see something through and be like, okay, you know, I really desire this, but we want microwave, because like you say, in our society, everything looks like it's microwave, even though you and I both know the people we're most inspired by and the ones who build like long-lasting careers and, you know, have lives that we talk about long after they pass on. It usually was over a period, you know, a long period of time. It was over a lot of years, you know?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And so, yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you didn't quit, because being able to see you on shows like Hit the Floor is huge, you know, and I'm so happy for you. Can you update everyone on this new season and what's been going on? I was watching last night with my mom, because, you know, she's a huge fan of yours and she loves the show as well.
Yeah, so great
and
meeting her.
Yeah, so we were watching last night, and update our listeners on what's been going on this new season.
Well, this season, you know, if you've seen season one and season two, it's been out there. Season one was just pretty much getting to know the characters and Asha's character, the ingenue, getting thrown in all these different directions, finding out that, you know, Pete was her dad, and then Yelena can't stand her, and yada, yada. So in season two, we find out that Olivia, the director, is dead. And so the whole season is a mystery of who killed Olivia. And we find out in the season finale, it was German. And so this season starts off with the audience knowing that German has killed Olivia, but we don't know why either. But then the cast members, nobody knows that he's done it except for Asha. And with my character, she's kind of a lone wolf. So I'm kind of lucky in the fact that I have worked with so many guest stars. And this year, my character has asked Raquel to marry her to keep her best friend in the States, because she's not legal.
Right.
She had to go back to Mexico. So the first two episodes, it just shows the world of Kyle and Raquel being wifeys, as we call it.
that is true friendship, because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I love my best friend so much, but I don't know if I'm going to marry any of them in order to keep them in the country. I'd be
well,
like, you know what,
Kyle,
girl, I love you.
Best. Yeah. Kyle goes, listen, I promise to cheat on you a lot.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Kyle's not a lesbian and neither is Raquel. So, you know, it's a great, great storyline. And it was so much fun working with Valerie Ortiz. She's one of the sweetest people, most talented people I know. And we really, really, the dynamic between Raquel, who's, you know, straight-laced, not too much of a an adventurer, and then Kyle is just wild and crazy and does anything and doesn't care, and people love her for that one reason. And it's the season is really powerful, and also thus far, Teddy Reynolds comes back into the picture. He was in season 1 and season 2, and he's, he wants to make a 50 Shades of Kyle. So that's that's what my storyline is leading to right now. So there might there may be a movie in the making. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, okay. How much are you liking your character?
Oh, gosh. People ask me this all the time. It's funny because my accent's the same. But when I auditioned for the show, 8 callbacks later, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not easy.
Eight callbacks,
girl. Yes.
Talk about patience and perseverance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I don't know. My accent slipped out maybe audition number 2 or 3, and they wanted me to bring it back Southern, because I didn't go in it with Southern. And then they were laughing so hard, I literally stopped everybody in the audition room, and I said, listen, I got to get through my scene. Y'all can't laugh that much. And they all started busting out laughing even more. But James LaRosa and the writers, they wrote this character off of me pretty much, like with the humor and the sass and the country, because the character was not that when they initially made her up, or when James did. And it's kind of cool because they've really gotten my voice. But there's things, heck no, I would never do what Kyle does. No. That's why
I was
going
to say, because I know the answer
her.
To that question. I know the answer, but I'm like, just for the sake of our listeners and people who ask this question all the time, I'm like, let's just ask her this. But I know you're not like her.
I mean, I'm definitely have a sense of humor, and and I also am Southern, and I'm I'm hyper and I'm goofy and all that stuff. But yeah, like no, there's a lot of differences between me and Kyle, and I actually respect Kyle a lot because she is that woman that's like out to get what she wants, and she does. And she doesn't hurt anybody. In the meantime, she doesn't, it's not about anyone else trying to be vindictive, and she's by herself in this world. And I think that's why it's so great now that she's got Raquel and she's learning how to share and her apartment and her child too.
Right. So what do you have coming up?
Well, I did an episode of Bones over Thanksgiving. Literally, I went home to Mississippi, booked a flight, and found out that I booked the job, and I had to fly back for like one day, the day before Thanksgiving, and I took a red eye back on Thanksgiving morning and got back for like both meals with the family, so that was pretty cool. Right now, I could really use your help and your followers' help, because my friends and I, we did a Crash the Super Bowl Doritos commercial.
Yes, and
we
are in for it.
Ah, love you. Thank you. So ours is called Swipe for Doritos, and we have a chance to win and air during the Super Bowl.
What? Okay, so I'm going to post that actually right now during the show. When we go to our next song break, I'm going to live post the link, because it's on your Face page and your Twitter as well, right?
Yeah, so our group has come up with we have our own website. So if you go to www.whiteforDoritos.com, you'll see it at the top of it, and it'll say vote. You're going to have to go, like, push that and vote. You're going to have to register. All you have to do is put in your email, and you make up a password, and you're good to go. And you can vote every single day on all devices. So every morning I wake up, I literally go on my phone, my iPad, and my computer, and I vote, and it's till the 31st, which is this Sunday, and none of us will know if we won until it airs on Super Bowl.
Okay. Awesome. Okay,
yay.
Great. So I'm going to put
so
that link for everyone to be able to do it too, and I'm going to remind myself, I'm going to put a little timer on my phone to be like, go vote for Kat, and then post about it too.
Well, so, actually, on the website that I've sent you to, the www.swipeforDoritos, there is a reminder little email that you can get every single day to remind you. You can just you put your name in there and your email, and then it just sends you a reminder every day till, I guess, what, this Sunday?
Okay, good. Awesome.
Yeah.
So Great. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in, Kat. You are incredible.
Of course.
I'm so inspired by you. And I would love for you to share with our listeners how they can follow you and keep up with your career, because I want them to know all about your happenings, because you're already big, but I just know that you're going to continue to go into the stratosphere. There's no limits to what you can do and to all the people you're going to be able to encourage and help.
You are the sweetest thing ever. I just want to bottle you up and take you home. Okay. Kat Bayless, so KATBAILESS on Instagram and Twitter. And
okay.
I'm on Facebook under Catherine Kat Bayless. There's a like page.
Awesome.
And that's it. I don't think I have any other sites. Not that I know of.
Yep, we got it. So, everyone, that was Catherine Kat Bayless from the amazing show on VH1, Hit the Floor. Make sure you catch it every single week, and also vote for her Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl. We want that to air during the Super Bowl. I'm going to post a link tonight during the song break right now so you can tune into it. And I want to thank you, Kat, for calling in, and we'll definitely be in touch, okay?
And then just make sure it's Monday nights, 10 and 9 Central on VH1.
Yes. Exactly. Thank you, everyone. Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kat. Have a great rest of the night.
Oh, my God. You too. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. So our final song of the evening is Finish Strong by Jonathan Nelson, and this is right here on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
You gotta have endurance, 'cause it's a marathon. I was born, shown up to win, in pursuit with faith until the end. I'm going to have a
strong finish,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
strong finish.
I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have. But still I'm onward bound,
each and every day.
No matter what, I'll continue to run for the rest of my life. Till my work is done, I'm going to have a
strong finish, strong finish, strong.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show. Our next segment is Living with Fearless Joy with Rick and Melissa Wood. Join pastors, authors, and speakers Rick and Melissa Wood as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. Hashtag Living with Fearless Joy to ask them questions and join in the conversation.
Hey, guys, this is Melissa Wood here, and we're really excited to be with you guys tonight. My husband and I, we are pastors and speakers, and I also recently just released a book titled Eliminating Fear, which speaks a lot about our passion to see people live lives free from fear and full of joy. So we're going to dive right in this evening, and I'm going to pass it over to my husband, Rick.
So one of our key core values in our lives is just kind of the power of what we say. And, you know, too many times we say disempowering words about ourselves. And I know sometimes for some people that sounds kind of hokey or strange, but because we are, you know, pastors and live in the church realm or have for so long, so our words are informed, our thoughts are informed a lot about what the scripture says, about the Bible says. And so one of the verses that jumps out, there's several, but it says that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so what that's saying is basically, you know, what we speak, we will eat. And, you know, if you speak negative stuff about yourself, you're going to hear that, and it's going to just reinforce a negative vibes, negative self-image, negative beliefs about yourself. You see, our words should be seasoned with grace and empowerment and believing about who God says we are. One of the greatest things we can do is just to speak the things that God has spoken about us. And so one of my core values is letting people know that God's not mad at them. He's not upset at them. He's not waiting for them to for their behavior to improve before he'll love them. He loves you just as you are. He made you just as you are, and you can rest in the assurance of that, that you're loved and included in his life and his relationship. And so then if you believe that, and then there's words about who he says you are just begin to rise up in you. And you can speak those things, and they're the truth because that's what he thinks about you.
Yeah, we really believe that every single human being, no matter what race, no matter what belief, no matter what religion, no matter what your background is, that every single human being is valuable, and that every single person on this earth was created in the image of God himself. And so each person carries with them a unique aspect of God's character that only they can shine and only they can reveal. And so for us to be able to fully shine who God has made us to be, we've got to believe in who God made us to be. And to believe in who God made us to be, sometimes we need to be speaking out loud the truth. One of the scriptures that I love in the Bible is Romans 10:17, which says that faith comes from hearing. So many times our faith in ourselves or what we believe about ourselves comes directly from what we hear ourselves say. And so it's so important that we take stock of our words and we do these things called declarations where we're just declaring the truth about who we are.
So let's talk about declarations. What's interesting is also the Apostle Paul, the guy who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said in 1 Timothy, he says, follow the pattern of the healthy words that you have heard from me. So he talks about follow the pattern of the healthy words you've heard from me. So one of the things we do is we say declarations. You know, in Joel 3, it says, let the weak say I am a warrior. Let the weak say I'm strong a lot of times. But we speak what is the truth about the reality and the situation. So some of the things we say you can speak out about yourself is who does God say you are? And there's to help clear it up, he says you're loved, that you're his friend, that you're his beloved child, that you're made in his image. And you can speak about things that you're called to. You know, I'm called to impact people's lives. I'm called to impact destiny. I'm called to, you know, whatever it is. If you're feel like you're called to the medical field, I'm called to help people with medicine. I'm called to educate. And then talk about, you know, what you over your maybe your situations and circumstances that are in your lives. I'm going to make good grades in school this year. My brain is full of knowledge and learning. You know, my marriage is healthy. My children make wise choices. You know, my body is performing the way it's supposed to. My metabolism is increasing. I make healthy choices in my food and my fitness. Whatever it is that you believe God's call is for you, speak those things out, and you empower those things that happen in your life.
That's really important because many times we think that the issue in our life has to do with the circumstances that we're facing or the behaviors that we're displaying or the choices that we're making, when many times the circumstances are not the issue in your life. as much as your belief about your circumstances, what you believe about your circumstances and what you believe about your choices and who you are is usually the main issue in life for moving forward. All of us are dealt different situations in life, and some of them are difficult, but what we choose to believe in the midst of them is what will help us overcome and be victorious. And so to believe the right thing, we need to hear ourselves saying truth over and over and over again. One of my favorite speakers and authors, Dan McCollum, he says that your experience will always rise to your level of declaration. So we need to stop and ask ourselves today, what are we declaring over ourselves? Even small things like, I'm so clumsy, or I'm not a morning person. The more you hear yourself say those things, the more you start to believe them. So I hope this little bit of wisdom has helped some of you guys today. And if you want to keep in touch with me and Rick, my personal tag is Melissa Joy Wood. It's that same tag at Instagram, at Twitter, and at Facebook. You can reach me there. And Rick, where can we find you?
You can find me at Rick C. Wood on Instagram or Twitter and Facebook also, Rick C. Wood.
And we look forward to connecting with you guys again soon on Living with Fearless Joy.
Thank you so much, Rick and Melissa. I am super stoked about what we have the rest of this season with them, and we have a lot of special episodes that you guys don't want to miss. Our final segment of the evening is Motivational Moments with Lisa Lewalt. Join multi-threat performer, entertainer, and motivational speaker Lisa Lewalt as she shares inspirational stories and ideas to help encourage, empower, and activate you in your dreams and aspirations. Be sure to follow her at Lisa Lewalt on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and hashtag Motivational Moments to join in the conversation.
Hey guys, this is Lisa. Welcome to Motivational Moments. So about 3 years ago, I had this friend that was working on The Voice. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm a singer, dancer, actor. And she had sent one of my singing videos to one of her colleagues and got me an audition. And she called me. She was so excited. She's like, Lisa, you're never going to believe it. I showed one of the other casting directors your video. They loved it. I think if you just do half of what you did on that videotape in the audition, I think I can shoo you in. Well, I got so excited about this enormous opportunity that I started to freak out. And I don't mean in a good way. I started going, oh, no, what if I forget the words? What if I start screeching? What if I'm not as good as the videotape? What if? I got so consumed with the what-ifs that I completely forgot all about the whats, like what I was supposed to be doing. I freaked myself out so much that by the time I walked into that audition room, they said, Lisa, what are you going to sing for us? And I went, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember the name of the song. I couldn't remember the first lyrics to the song. Eventually, I found somewhere in the middle to start singing, and it just went downhill from there. Instead of focusing on going in and giving a great performance, I was focused on everything that could go wrong, and that's exactly what happened. Tony Robbins gives a great example of this. He says, where focus goes, energy flows. He said when he was first learning how to drive a race car, the very first thing that they teach you is to never look at the wall. Because the second that your head turns ever so slightly to look, your hands will follow, and bam, you'll slam right into it. As you can imagine, after this embarrassing experience, I spent a lot of time trying to learn how to control my focus. Learning to control your focus was one of the key elements to success in any area of life. One of the big things I found in my search was this idea of asking yourself the right questions. See, your brain is always asking itself a different series of questions. And your brain is smart. It will come up with an answer to whatever question you ask it. So if you ask yourself a negative question, such as, what happens if I fail? You're going to come up with a negative answer, such as, you're going to be embarrassed. And that negative answer is going to cause stress and cause you to take actions that will actually cause you to fail. In the same way, if you ask yourself positive questions, such as, what happens if I do amazing? Your brain will get you in a positive state of confidence. You'll take actions in line with that, and you'll actually do a great job. So, another story to reiterate this point. When I was in high school, I had this major crush on this boy, and I made him my boyfriend. The only problem was, he was very mean to me. So mean. Like, he didn't even like me. He even said it to me once that he was basically just with me until he found something better. And none of my friends could figure out for the life of them why I would even talk to this guy, let alone date him. But see, what they didn't realize was I was asking myself a series of questions at this time. My brain was going, well, I can't lose him. I mean, what happens if I'm alone for the rest of my life and I'm lonely? Or what happens if I'm never loved again? Or what if he really is the one and he just doesn't know it yet? Right. Well, luckily I had a friend at this time who forced me to ask a different set of questions. She said, yeah, that might be true, but what if this guy stays a jerk and you end up crying yourself to sleep for the rest of your life? Or what if Mr. Perfect, Mr. Right is right around the corner and you miss him because you're still with this guy who treats you like poorly? And when I started asking myself those questions, all of a sudden, it became really easy to take action. In fact, I was compelled to take action. The situation hadn't changed at all. Just my focus on the situation, what I focused on, and that was controlled by the questions that were going on in between my two ears. And so I want to challenge you guys this week to really pay attention to the questions that you're asking yourself and whether they're negative or positive and whether they're sabotaging you or helping you. See, fear is a funny thing. You can get it to work for you or you can get it to work against you. You can't make the feeling itself go away, but based on the questions you ask, will change their direction of action. For instance, if you say to yourself that original question we were talking about, what happens if I fail? Your brain's going to say, well, you're going to be embarrassed, and it's going to cause you to sit down. But what if you ask yourself the question, what happens if you never try? Well, the answer to that question is you'll never know what you could have achieved with your dreams. You'll never succeed. And that fear of regret will far outweigh that fear of embarrassment, and you'll take action. I want you guys to start asking yourself the right questions and start getting your fear to work for you instead of against you. So this week, I want you guys to focus on this famous Instagram meme that's going around for fear. It says you can either forget everything and run, or you can face everything and rise. Tune in next week for more motivational moments. Thank you guys for listening. This is Lisa Lewalt.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show. As we wrap up our premiere episode, thanks to JIT Chronicles, Virginia Supernova Slim, and Kata Macchiasso for the opportunity to create my own radio show. I also want to wish a very happy birthday to Virginia Supernova Slim. I love you so much, girl. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and Scott Squish for mixing the song. Thanks to all my castmates and guests, Larson Thompson and Catherine Bayless. Next week, our celebrity guests include award-winning pop stars, musicians, and philanthropists Christina Quinones and Dalton Fear. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific right here on Grind Hard Radio.